That's right, Jake. Share your toys nicely with Mia.
Oh, I'm surprised they've got the energy to play. After that meal, I just want to go to sleep.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, you did great.
Oh, well, not as good as Clary's, I'll bet.
Well, nearly.
Oh, Will, I do love you. You just can't tell a lie, can you?
Sorry. But I really am grateful to you for all this.
Grateful? For what?
Oh, our life here. I've been so happy since you and the kids moved in.
Oh, so have I. I've got you.
Anyway, I reckon you deserve a bit of a treat. We all do.
Oh, yeah? What?
Oh, what would you say to a few days away?
A holiday? Oh, that would be wonderful. Me and the kids haven't had a holiday for ages.
Oh, that's what I thought.
So when can we go?
Oh, I was thinking about Tuesday.
Tuesday? This Tuesday?
Yep. If you can get yourself organised in time.
I could get myself organised tomorrow for a holiday.
Good.
Oh, that's brilliant. Where?
You've heard me mention my Auntie Rosie?
Oh, yeah, in Great Yarmouth. Are we going to stay with her?
Well, that wouldn't be much of a holiday for you, visiting my relatives.
Oh, I'd like to meet her. And we'd be by the sea.
Well, you will, but we won't be staying with her. She's got a friend who runs a little family hotel.
Oh, a hotel. How posh.
Rosie says it's very nice. Lots for the kids to do and good food.
Oh, sounds perfect. Oh, Will, thank you.
All right.
Sorry, but I'm so excited. It is okay if you take time off work, yeah?
Yeah. Malcolm says he'll cover.
Oh, that's great. So it's all settled.
Well, I'll need to speak to Emma, of course.
Emma?
Yeah. We'll be taking George, I hope.
Ah, good afternoon, Adam.
Oh, hi, Brian.
What a lovely day.
Isn't it? Just out for a stroll?
No, I'm a messenger boy. Your mother wonders if you'd like to come in for a cup of tea when you finish this.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Maybe even stay to supper.
No, why not? Ian's working.
That's just what she said.
You could just have texted me.
Well, I fancied a bit of a walk, actually.
Yeah.
If I'd known you were doing the silage run, I could have done it for you.
Oh, that's all right. Doesn't take that long. It's a pleasure to be out this time of year.
Yeah, the lambs look good.
Yeah, coming on well. Let's hope we get a better price than last year.
Oh, well, swings and roundabouts. The arable did well.
Yep.
It'll probably even out in the long run.
Let's hope so.
Actually, Adam, talking about the arable...
Yes?
I couldn't help noticing a patch of mildew in the wheat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've sprayed it.
Oh, when?
First thing this morning. Didn't want it taking hold.
No, of course not. No, well, that's fine then.
Yeah.
I just thought you might not have noticed it, but if it's all been taken care
of... Brian, you really don't need to do this.
Yeah, but I happen to see it. I mean, it'd been silly not...
You don't need to be looking. If everything works out the way we discussed, as I hope it will...
We all do.
Well, part of that was you taking a back seat.
Well, I don't know that I said that quite.
That's exactly what you said. Debbie and I are running this place now.
I only mentioned a patch of mildew.
Which I'd seen. That's exactly the kind of thing you can leave to me.
I'm only trying to help.
And if I need your help, I'll certainly ask for it.
Okay.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Did you and Nick have a nice time?
When?
Saturday. I thought you were going out later.
Oh, yeah. And thanks for the swap.
Well, you know I don't mind, as long as you're there.
Oh, Emma. I thought we got over all that.
Well, you can't blame me for being concerned about my own child.
Our child? And I can when you're worrying over nothing. As a matter of fact, I wasn't there all the time on Friday.
Well, why not? Oh,
I got called into work for a couple of hours.
But...
And when I got back, do you know what I saw?
What?
George tucked up all nice and cosy and Nick reading him his favourite bedtime story.
Yeah, well, he did tell me that.
There you are, then.
Said it was his turn to choose.
Did he seem unhappy when you got him back?
No.
No. As I remember, he said he wished he could have gone on playing with Jake.
Right, he did say that. You win.
I don't want to win. I want you to stop worrying about George. I wouldn't let anything bad happen to him.
No, you wouldn't.
And neither would Nick. She loves children.
Yeah, that's what Mum says.
Well, then.
I just don't think Ed would make things up.
Well, we'll have to agree to differ about that. At least admit he could have made a mistake.
Okay. Oh, let's not talk about it anymore.
I want you to be okay with this, Em. I was going to ask you another favour.
Oh?
I want to take Nick and the kids away for a few days. And, of course, I'd like George to come too.
Why? Where? When?
Well, this Tuesday. Only till Friday.
Well, this Tuesday? Well, I don't know.
Well, we'll only be going to Great Yarmouth.
So you'd be staying with Rosie, would you?
No. I thought it was a bit much to ask her to take all of us in, so she's found us a nice hotel.
Oh, yeah?
Run by that friend of hers. You know, Vera.
Oh, yeah, we met her, didn't we? She liked George.
Well, who doesn't? So we'll be spoilt rotten between her and Rosie. And he'll have a lovely time at the seaside. So can I take him, Emma? Please.
Have you got the travel section?
Hmm? What?
The travel section.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yes, here you are.
Oh, we ought to start thinking about where we're going in the summer.
The summer?
Hmm. We're tied to the school holidays, of course, but you'll be free, won't you?
Will I?
Oh, Adam and Debbie taking responsibility for the farm.
There are a few things left for me to do, you know.
Oh, it would be nice to be able to go away and not to have to worry about the harvest.
Heavens, Jake. Well, I can't leave Adam to cope with the harvest on his own. That wouldn't be very fair at all.
Well, I thought that was the point. The two of them running the farm.
Well, yeah.
Well, leave them to it, then.
It would be nice to take Rory away somewhere.
Oh, I wonder if you could find a child-friendly hotel in the Caribbean.
It's truth. I wouldn't think of anywhere quite as far as that.
No, you're right, of course. It's just this lovely picture here. Oh, looks gorgeous.
Mm. Well, I'm sure we can go sometime. But isn't the summer the hurricane season?
Oh, I don't know. Have to ask Alan.
Why would he know?
Mabel's coming to stay this week. She'll know.
Yeah, but you could just look on the net.
And Usha's gone to see her parents. Don't you think that's a coincidence?
In what sense?
All these family powwows.
Yeah, it's just the Easter holidays.
He's very chipper about something. He's full of the joys of spring.
Probably Usha going away.
Oh, Brian.
No, that can't be right. Not if he's swapped her for his mother-in-law.
Oh, don't be so horrible. You know how fond he is of Mabel.
Joking.
You know, you've been in a funny mood ever since you came in from your walk.
What?
Yes. Do you want to talk to me about it?
I'm being silly, I know.
Well, you can tell me.
It's just something Adam said.
What?
All I did was mention I'd seen a bit of mildew up on Longacre and he might like to spray it.
And he didn't think it needed spraying.
He'd done it already.
Oh. That was all right, then.
I suppose. Just made me feel a bit surplus to requirements.
Oh, don't suppose he meant to. What did he actually say?
He said it was the kind of thing I didn't need to worry about anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, up to a point.
Well, it's good, isn't it? Gives you time to concentrate on really important things.
I suppose so.
And a bit more time to yourself.
I was only trying to help.
Oh, I'm sure if Adam really needs your help, he'll ask for it.
Well, that's what he said as well.
There you are, then. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, maybe I was being a bit oversensitive.
Oh, stop looking for problems. Let's think what we can do with your free time.
Are we back to this Caribbean holiday?
Nothing so ambitious. How about a day out with the children?
Oh, Will, you're back. Good.
What on earth are you doing?
Can you give me a hand with this lot?
What do you want me to do with it?
Take it down to the kitchen. I'm doing a big wash.
Of all the clothes we've got?
Oh, we want to look our best on holiday, don't we?
We're only going for 4 days.
I want us to look nice. Don't want to show you up in front of your aunt.
You wouldn't do that.
And we'll be doing lots of different things, though, won't we?
Well, I suppose.
I mean, I was wondering, do you think you and I might be able to go out for a meal somewhere nice, just the two of us?
I think that could be arranged.
I want us to have fun with the kids as well, of course.
I told you, this is your treat. I'm sure Rosie will babysit for us.
Do you think?
Yeah, she loves George. She can't wait to meet your two.
Oh, good.
Yeah, won't be a problem at all.
Emma doesn't mind us taking George, then?
No. Why would she?
Just thought it might be a bit short notice.
She wouldn't bother about that. Not when she knows what a great time he's going to have. Well, we all are, aren't we?
Yeah, Will. We are.
You two look cosy.
Taking advantage of a bit of peace and quiet.
Rory's over at Lower Loxley for the afternoon.
Oh, yes. Good to see you putting your feet up, Brian.
Good to be able to do it.
That's more like it. Oh, sorry, you must be parched, darling. I'll make some tea.
Oh, no rush. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, thanks. And you can help me persuade Brian to take a day off.
You got him to put his feet up, Mum. That's a start.
Wish you two wouldn't talk about me as though I wasn't here.
Family day out, I thought. Take the children.
Good idea.
Hello, is anybody listening?
It's the ideal opportunity. Rory and Phoebe are on holiday.
Oh, yes, of course.
And poor little Phoebe. She's had so much to cope with. She could do with a treat.
And Alice. I'm sure she'd like to come.
Yeah, but when's she doing all this intensive training and reading for her interview?
Exactly. She could do with a break.
I think you all could. It's been an intensive few weeks for all of us.
Yeah. Well, we're only talking about going out for the day.
And somewhere we'd all like. You got any ideas, Adam?
Give me a minute.
Well, it's a lovely thought, darling, but I do have some work commitments this week.
What? When?
Well, there's a board meeting on Wednesday. I need to get myself up to speed first.
Fine. We'll go tomorrow, then. Perfect. Now we just need to decide where.
I know. The Otter Sanctuary.
Well, the Otter Sanctuary?
Yes, darling, of course. What a wonderful idea.
What Otter Sanctuary?
Just outside Felpersham. Hasn't long been open. Phoebe went there with the school.
And she couldn't stop talking about it. Oh, she'd love to go again.
And Rory's been wanting to ever since she told him about it.
And what about Alice? Thought this was supposed to be something everyone would like.
I know. She can bring Amy now they're friends again.
Of course. She's mad about otters, isn't she?
So that just leaves me, then.
Oh, go on, Brian. You know you want to. I've seen that well-thumbed copy of Tarka the Otter on your bookcase.
We'll have a lovely day, darling. You see if we don't.
Oh, it's busy in here.
I know, but it's near the office. I really can't take a long lunch break. I didn't get in this morning till 10.
Look, there's a space.
Oh, great.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. Hey. Ooh. Right. Now we're settled. Tell me all.
Well, there's not much to tell, really.
No. So your parents said, oh, good, you're marrying an English Christian clergyman, just what we'd always dreamt of for our only daughter.
Not exactly.
No, I thought not.
Though I have to say, I think my father was a tiny bit relieved.
Really?
I think he'd given up hope of me marrying anyone.
As long as he wasn't openly hostile.
No, just rather quiet. Though that is a first for my father.
Really?
I think he was just trying to take it all in.
What about your mother?
Oh, she was really quiet, but then she always is.
Well, that's a good sign then, isn't it? She didn't do anything out of character.
Maybe. I think she was just following my father's lead, like a good Hindu wife should.
Ooh, is that something I've got to look forward to?
You wish!
I thought not. I haven't noticed Satya following anyone's lead.
No. I wish I could have told her myself in person. I hope she isn't going to be hurt that I didn't.
Well, not your fault she was away. And you have written.
Well, she may think I should have waited till she came back, but... Well, I couldn't take the time off work.
Of course not.
I need to keep an eye on the time. I said I'd only be half an hour.
Look, you're fine. Relax. Just drink your coffee. Tell me about Shiv.
Oh, he was a star.
Ah, I gather he approves.
You know he does. I'm so glad I asked him to come with me. I think my father might have been more difficult if he hadn't been there.
No, Shiv knows how to handle him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Didn't give him a chance to say anything. Just waded in and said, that's great news, isn't it, Pa?
So he couldn't disagree.
Not without looking foolish or upsetting his favourite.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm just being realistic. And well, I've always had Satya to champion me. I shall be happier when I've heard from her.
Oh, well. Three down, two to go.
Yeah. What time are you expecting Mabel tomorrow?
Oh, change of plans. She's coming today. Now. I'm going to the station to pick her up after this.
But I've got to get back to work. There's no way I can just disappear now.
Don't worry, you're not the only absentee. Amy won't be there either. But it's fine. I think it may be a good thing if I tell Mabel on my own.
Do you? Well, I thought we should present a united front.
Yeah, but might not be very tactful. Don't forget the last time I announced my engagement, Mr. Catherine.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I just want to reassure Mabel the fact that I'm getting married again.
It doesn't mean you've forgotten Catherine. Of course not. There's no way I'm trying to take her place.
Mabel knows that. Maybe she likes you.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, Alan.
Chin up. Nearly over now. And Shiv and Amy were delighted.
I must say, they are rather engaging creatures.
You see, I told you you'd like it.
Oh, look at that one playing with the stone. Oh,
you're enjoying it as much as the children.
Oh, I don't think anyone could be enjoying it as much as the children.
Oh, it's worth it just to see the looks on their faces.
Mm. Thanks for suggesting it, Jenny. We must do this sort of thing more often.
We must. Mm. So who do you think is the most fervent otter fan?
Well, Amy, without a doubt. She was just as keen to get to the front as the little ones.
The way she pushed them through that crowd, I don't think I could have done it.
Phoebe runs her a close second, though.
Yes.
It's lovely to see her enjoying herself. Taking her mind off things at home, I hope.
I hope so. Hayley's still at the hospital so much.
Yes. Well, it's been tough on all of them.
But there is some good news. She can feed Abby herself now.
That's a step forward.
It's been hard work. But she must be so happy.
Mm. It's nice for Roy to be with them.
Yes.
Because he missed out on all that with Phoebe, didn't he?
Oh, I suppose he did.
He must have been so looking forward to, well, doing things properly.
They all were. Life doesn't always work out like that, does it?
No, Jane, I know it doesn't.
I should bring you to see otters more often if it makes you this philosophical.
Well, I was just thinking. Well, look at Alice and Rory. Who would have believed it? They seem to be having such a good time together.
Yes, they do.
So pleased she's home.
Oh, darling, so am I.
It's great she came out with us today.
We're honoured, disrupting her precious fitness regime.
She did go for a run at 6 o'clock.
No.
And she wanted to bring Amy. I was pleased about that.
Yeah. Oh, she's coming over.
She seems to be, making her peace with everyone.
She's grown up, Brian. Our little girl's a young woman now. We had enough, darling.
Well, Rory and I have. Amy and Phoebe are thinking of moving in.
Maybe we could leave them and we'll go and get an ice cream or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I think the cafe place has a playground.
Right, well, I'll go and get Rory, then the others can find us if they get bored.
Oh, thanks, darling.
We're so pleased you found time to come out with us.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
We know how busy you are.
This is my little holiday before I really get down to work.
Well, I don't see how you can fit any more runs into your day.
Or read many more newspapers.
I wasn't talking about that. I'll be going back to work next week. Rory, do you want an ice cream?
Come on, then. Come and sit down, Mabel. You must be exhausted after that long journey.
No, I'm all right.
Well, I've made us a pot of tea and there's cake and biscuits.
Yes, what a feast.
All courtesy of the ladies at WI, so it should be good.
You're spoiling me.
Well, it's so lovely to see you.
Oh, it's lovely to see you too, my dear.
Yeah. I'm so sorry Amy isn't here.
That's all right.
If she'd known you were coming today, I'm sure she'd never have accepted the invitation.
Well, I don't want to stop her from seeing her friends. I'm the one who made the model with the tickets.
Ah, but it works out so well, so it means you'll be staying with us for longer.
Oh, that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah. Anusha's really sorry she couldn't come to the station to meet you as well.
I didn't expect her to. She's got her work.
Yes. So, tea? Cake? Biscuits, what would you like?
I'd like you to tell me what's on your mind.
Ah.
I'm sure we'll both enjoy our tea much better after you've got it off your chest.
Not very subtle, am I?
Not really. I could tell something was the matter the minute I step off the train.
Oh, dear.
And judging by the fuss you're making of me, it's bad news.
Well, you're right. I have got something to tell you, but it's not bad news. Not at all. Usha and I are getting married.
I'm so pleased you and Amy are friends again.
So am I.
And the RAF isn't a bone of contention for her anymore.
I won't say that. We don't talk about it.
Very wise.
A lot's happened to us both since we quarrelled.
It has.
And going away gives you a different perspective. Now we both understand it's possible to disagree with someone and still be friends with them.
It's very mature of you, darling.
It is.
Of course, it may be different once I actually get in the RAF. If I get in, that is.
Oh, you will.
I hope so. I'm pretty focused.
And you're working so hard.
Well, I need to. It's a tough interview.
You don't think getting a job's going to distract you?
No, I think it'll help.
So, what are your plans exactly? You haven't really said.
Well, I wanted to do some voluntary work.
Oh, voluntary? I see.
Well, it seems odd not to be doing anything after Africa.
I don't see why. You're entitled to concentrate on your own life for a little while.
I'm not entitled to anything. No one is.
Well, what kind of voluntary work?
Well, I needed something I could start fairly quickly, so I asked Amy's dad and he's fixed me up.
You're not helping him with his down and outs.
No. He very kindly got me a place at the drug centre in Felpersham.
Oh, darling.
In the office, Mum. Don't have a heart attack. I'm not trained. I couldn't do anything useful on the streets.
Quite, quite. Though it does seem a bit...
And I was lucky to find something that would fit in with my job.
Your job? I thought this
was... voluntary. I need to earn some money as well.
Oh, but darling,
I was lucky there, too. Or he can take me back at Grey Gables.
Chambermaiding?
Yep. And starting next week.
Yeah, but there's no need.
There is. You haven't seen my bank balance.
But, yeah, but Alice, now you're back at home, I'm more than happy to give you an allowance.
I'd rather pay my own way, thank you, Dad.
But it makes no sense. You want to concentrate on preparing for the RAF interview.
He has got a point, darling.
I think they might be more impressed that I wanted to stand on my own two feet. Oh, Lord, looks like they've finished on the roundabout. Let's go and give Amy a hand. Amy? Amy, wait for me!
I thought she'd forgiven me.
She said thank you. She would have done that 6 months ago.
She politely threw my money back in my face. That's progress.
Oh, I think it is. Just be proud, Brian, that we've raised such an independent young woman.
Oh, Mabel, then. I'm truly sorry that you're not happy about this.
I'm sorry, Alan. But how could you have thought I would be?
Well, I knew it might be a bit of a shock.
More than that.
You know, I know I've been a widower for a very long time.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Are you sure? If this is about Catherine...
It isn't.
You know I'll always love her. No one could take her place in my heart.
I know that.
But she wanted me to be happy, Mabel. She told me if I found someone else not to feel guilty.
I remember.
I think she would have liked Usha very much.
I think she would too. I like Usha. She's a lovely woman.
Well then.
But she's a Hindu. She's not a Christian.
I'm aware of that.
Then how could you even think about marrying her? My church would never allow it.
Well, luckily, my church would. I've already told my archdeacon. She was delighted for us.
You don't surprise me.
Oh, Mabel, please, please, can we not get into a debate about the failings of the Anglican Church? I know you consider us too liberal on some issues.
This isn't just a matter of being liberal. At least we worship the same God.
Yes.
But Usha doesn't. She worships gods.
Some people would say that that was a matter of interpretation.
They've got names, Alan. Shiva, Krishna, Rama, Ganesh, that funny elephant one.
Mabel.
I respect Usha, and I'm sure she draws comfort from this somehow. But they're fairy stories, Alan. We have the Bible.
Some people might argue that the Bible's got its fair share of fairy stories.
You won't change my mind, however many clever arguments you come up with. You're a good man, Alan, but you're wrong.
Mabel, please don't do this. I so wanted you to be happy for us.
I wish I could be. But I can't go against what the Bible teaches. And neither should you.
Hi.
Usha, I wasn't expecting you so soon.
Oh, well, I told them I'd have to go early. Mabel, how are you? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, my dear. I hope you didn't come home early on my account.
Well, I...
I told her.
I see, and...
Usha, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I don't want to cause you pain, but there's no way I can approve of this marriage. Not at all.
All right, Jake. I'm not going to forget your teddy, I told you.
Everything okay in here?
Oh, apart from the fact I've still got stuff to pack and the kids are hopelessly overexcited.
Oh, dear.
Oh, but then so am I.
Oh, anything I can do?
No, it's just the last minute stuff. What time do you want to set off?
11:30.
Oh, we've got bags of time then.
I wish it could be earlier, but I want to do one last round with Malcolm.
Oh, that's fine. I know you won't be able to enjoy yourself unless you're sure your precious birds are okay.
So I'm going to fetch George now.
Now? I thought we'd collect him on the way.
Well, Emma's got to get to work.
Oh, right.
Well, probably better anyway, don't you think? Instead of starting and then having to stop again.
Yeah.
But is it okay if I leave George with you while I do the round?
Of course it is. He can play with Jake and then I might finally get this packing finished.
Well, that was quite a night.
Yes.
Where's Grandma?
Gone for a walk.
Avoiding us?
No, I don't think so. It's not her style, is it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about her now.
Oh, Amy.
I can't believe she's been like this.
So we gathered.
I thought she liked Tusha.
Yes, she does. It's not her objection. It might be easier if it were.
Why?
She might have changed her mind. But this... Well, it's a matter of principle.
Not a very good one. Doesn't she care how much she's upsetting us all?
Yes.
Then why is she doing it?
Because she thinks that what we want to do is wrong.
No. It's about Mum. It's got to be. She feels as if you're being unfaithful to Mum.
No, I don't think it is. You don't think that, do you?
No, of course not. I'm really happy for you. But that doesn't seem to matter to Grandma.
It matters. But what God wants matters more.
He wants us to be miserable.
No, he wants us to be good.
We're so bad, we don't deserve any happiness. Wasn't it bad enough that we lost Mum?
Oh, sweetheart.
I was so pleased you'd found someone who could make you happy. So I wouldn't need to worry.
Oh, wait a minute. Mum, love, come here.
I don't understand. I love Grandma.
And she loves you. That she thinks she's doing the right thing.
Well, she's wrong. And someone needs to tell her.
You did try last night.
And I'm going to go on trying until she changes her mind.
Oh, Amy.
Don't laugh at me.
No, I'm not. I was just thinking, you and your grandmother are so very alike in some ways.
No, that's all right, nearly finished. Not one of my favourite jobs, anyway.
You should be wearing a mask.
Oh, I'll be glad when this lot's outside. No more strawing down.
I can do it next time if you like.
Oh, no, you can't. No farm work for you yet. You stick to a bit of light dusting.
Oh, I'm fed up with being stuck inside.
Look as though you're on your way out now.
That's what I came to tell you. I'm going over to Izzy's to pick Pip up.
Oh, you're optimistic, aren't you? They'll still be in bed.
Not by the time I get there.
What, when they spend the night watching DVDs and giggling? There you are. That'll be Pip. Just got up. Don't come till lunchtime.
Give me a chance to read it before you start.
Well, I'm right, aren't I?
Not exactly.
What, it's not from Pip?
Oh, yeah, it's from Pip.
What, she wants to stay for the day? Well, that's all right, if you like. I can go...
No, she still wants picking up. Just not from Izzy's.
Well, where is she then?
If I tell you, will you promise to keep calm? I'm sure there's a perfectly innocent explanation.
Innocent? What does the text say, Ruth?
Change of plan. Spent the night at Jonathan's. Pick me up from there.
Jonathan's? She spent the night at Jonathan's?
At least we know where she is.
She pretended to go to Izzy's so that she could... She could...
Izzy may have been there too.
What, am I supposed to make it better? Our 15-year-old daughter calmly announces she spent the night with her boyfriend.
At her boyfriend's.
I'm not going to argue about prepositions.
I'm just saying that if that was what she wanted to do, I don't think she'd be putting it in a...
Is that her?
Yeah, I told you there'd be an explanation.
Well, it had better be a good one. Because otherwise I'm going to go straight round there. I'm going to find Jonathan. I'm going to...
You'd have a wasted journey.
I'm glad you think it's funny.
It is. That's the whole point.
What?
Bet that got you going. Remember the date.
The date? What's the date got?
April Fool.
I don't think that's very funny.
Oh, come on, David.
Worrying us like that.
Worrying you? I told you there'd be an innocent explanation. I bet Izzy put her up to it.
Yeah, well, she's a bad influence.
You like Izzy? You're just cross you've made a fool of yourself.
Oh, me.
baby.
And showed yourself in your true colours. Huh. I dread to think what you're going to be like when she actually does.
Please, Ruth, I don't want to think about it. Just leave me with my memories.
What memories?
When Pip's idea of an April Fool was to turn an empty eggshell upside down.
Hi, Gran.
Hi. Morning, Amy.
Had a good walk?
Very pleasant. I just rested my legs before I came back.
Mind if I join you?
Not at all. So, are we going to talk about this?
I hope so.
Last night's discussion wasn't good enough for you.
No. I still don't understand. Why don't you want Dad to marry Usha?
Well, I did try to explain.
Well, is it about Mum? You just don't think he should ever get married again?
Of course not. I've been praying he would find someone for years.
But he has. I was so happy when he told me. I've been worried about him ever since I started at uni.
Have you?
Yeah. I like it up there so much. I think after I finish my training, I'd like to stay and work there.
Yeah, but your father wouldn't stand in your way.
I couldn't do it if I thought he was going to be lonely.
Oh, you're such a good girl.
Well, now I don't have to worry. Usha will look after him for me. Can't you see it like that?
Oh, Amy, your father is a vicar.
Yeah, I know. Does that mean he's never allowed to be happy?
He should make his marriage vows before God, as he did with your mother, or he wouldn't be married at all.
Well, I'm sure there's a way they can do that.
How? They worship a different god, or in Usha's case, gods.
But they both worship. Aren't all religions just different ways to God?
No. We had a unique revelation. Jesus came to save us.
And not anyone else. That doesn't sound very Christian.
He is the way, the truth, and the light. No one would be happier than me if Usha could come to see that.
You want her to convert?
I've been praying for it.
Then you do want them to get married?
In the sight of God, Amy, yes. Otherwise, there's no marriage at all.
All right, George, we'll be going soon. And I won't forget your bucket and spade.
Shall I bring the car around to the front?
I think you'd better before they all explode. I'll try and calm you down a bit.
Right, you are. Don't worry, kids. We'll be at the seaside before you know it.
Oh, don't say that. Right, let's get organised, shall we? Jakey, you further. Give me your backpack. Let Mummy make sure you've got everything. Just let me finish this, George. Oh, what is the matter? Yeah, I can see Mia's got your bucket and spade. She's only a baby. She doesn't know it's yours. You're a big boy. You understand? We'll sort it out in the car.
Give it back to me.
George, don't! Please, just let her... George! Leave her alone, George! Mia! Mia, sweetheart. All right. Oh, you poor head. George, look what you've done to Mia. You naughty, naughty boy.
Stop it. Nick, what on earth do you think you're doing?
Oh, well, I was...
George, Georgie boy, there. It's all right. It's all right, Daddy's here now.
I'm sorry, but he didn't see.
I saw you hit him.
He pushed Mia over. Look at her head.
I don't suppose he meant to. He's three.
And she's a baby. You didn't see.
I saw enough. I saw you hit him.
I'm sorry, I was just so upset about Mia.
Oh, and the other times? Were you upset about Mia then?
The other times? What other times?
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, love. You're back. You found your grandmother?
Yes. She's back too, in the kitchen.
Well, she's not started lunch already.
Wants to make us something special.
I see. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Because she feels guilty?
No, I don't think so. It's her way of telling us she loves us.
Oh, Dad, what are we going to do?
Don't know, love.
I just couldn't get through to her. It's like she's on a different planet all of a sudden. She actually wants Usha to convert.
She? Well, I suppose that's a compliment.
How?
She thinks Usha's worth saving.
It sounds more like an insult to me. I don't know how you can stay so calm.
I'm not really. I'm more stunned.
Yeah.
Well, we should just have to take a leaf out of your grandmother's book.
Stick to our guns.
Pray for a miracle.
supposed to have seen me shouting at George and shaking him and generally knocking him about.
I didn't say that.
And he told Emma, and Emma told you.
Yeah.
And while all this was going on behind my back, while people were accusing me of abusing your child, you didn't think to ask me what had really happened.
Well, I didn't want to believe them, but now...
Oh, now you do. Now I'm a bad mother.
I know what I saw.
Have you any idea what it's been like for me left alone in the middle of nowhere with three children to cope with?
Yeah, I know it's been hard, but that's no excuse. No one should treat a child the way you've treated George.
What? You mean played with him, fed him, read him his bedtime story? I think the world of George.
Oh, yeah? Don't tell me what you did was for his own good.
It was. You and Emma spoiling between you. He thinks he can get away with anything. It's not kind.
Kind? Don't talk to me about kind. You've terrified him.
He knocked Mia to the floor. She's a baby. You can't expect me to stand by and watch my child. I was only protecting
her. Yeah, and I'm protecting George. Look at him. Look at what you've done to him.
Oh, they're all upset. We're rowing. We never row.
Yeah, he's frightened of you.
No!
I can't have George too scared to come here. It's been so hard. So hard for me to keep him. I have any contact with him. Be his dad.
I know. Oh, Will,
no, I can't let anyone threaten that.
And I'm a threat. Not fit to be left alone with a three-year-old child, do I? Well, we'd better do something about that.
What are you doing?
Texting Andrew. Don't worry. You and George will be fine.
Andrew? Why?
He can fetch us, take us to my mum's.
You're leaving?
You think I could stay now? To be spied on, with everyone thinking I'm a monster?
Oh, I didn't say that. It was such a shock.
It was a shock to me too. I can't stay here. Not with a man who's just accused me of it. I can't stay. Good job I packed, isn't it?
Hello? Ushag Gupta speaking?
Usha, it's me.
Oh, hi, darling.
Look, about tonight...
Oh, I can't get away early, I'm afraid, but I shouldn't be late either. What time does Mabel want to eat?
That's why I'm ringing. I was thinking it might be better if you don't come round tonight.
Oh, Alan, is she so cross with me?
No, not at all. You know it's nothing personal.
Well, so she said, but it didn't feel
entirely... No, it's not. She's praying for you, actually.
Praying for me?
To convert.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, it's so sad. She really would love to be happy for us.
I do understand it. I don't want her to feel she can't even have a meal with me.
Oh, no, it isn't that. I'm not explaining this very well. This isn't about you and me. It's about Mabel and Amy.
Oh, Alan, I don't want to come between Amy and her grandmother. They're so close.
Oh, it won't change. Not in the long run.
Well, I hope not.
But in the meantime, I think a little quality time alone together might be a good idea.
Alone?
Yeah. So I was wondering if I could come round to you this evening instead. I'll cook.
Oh, quiet, isn't it?
Often is this time of day.
Well, you could get off if you like.
That's okay. I haven't got to rush home for George. I can close up if you like.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah, well, I might just pop... Oh, here we go. I spoke too soon. Jax, Kenton Archer.
Hi, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Will.
Sorry to bother you, but I wondered if I could speak to Emma. Her mobile switched off.
Yeah, sure, no worries. She's standing right next to me.
Is that for me?
Yes, Will.
Oh, Will?
Yeah, I'll just pass you over.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll go and get that table cleared, yeah?
Okay. Will? Is something the matter? Is George all right?
No. I mean, he's fine.
Good. I just thought you said you'd ring this evening.
Yeah. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's all right, we're not busy. So, how's the hotel? Have you seen Rosie yet? Is George there? Can I speak to him?
Actually, there was a bit of a change of plan. We didn't go.
Oh. What happened? Was there a problem with the booking or...?
No. It just didn't work out. So I wondered, if it'd be all right if I brought George back to you?
Yeah, if that's what you want. But now you've taken the time off, if you want to keep him, take him for some days out round here...
No, I think it'd be better if he was with you.
Better?
Oh, at home, with people who love him.
Will, what's happened? There is something the matter with George, isn't there? And you don't want to tell me?
No, honestly, I promise you. He's fine.
Yeah, but you're not.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Look, Kenton's just said I can get off a bit early, so I should be home by 6.
I'll bring George over. Thank you, Emma.
It's all right. I'll see you later.
Everything okay?
No, I don't think it is.
What's the matter? George eating too much candy floss?
I'm not sure. Look, would it be all right if I did go now?
Yeah, of course. Is there anything I can... Well, is there anything... Oh, we are popular this afternoon.
You get that. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, and you can tell me all.
Yep.
Jax, Kenton Archer.
Hi, love.
Oh, hello, Kathy. What a nice surprise.
I just wanted to let you know I might be a bit late back.
Oh, that's okay. Jamie's at Sid's, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Elizabeth got you working late? She's such a slave driver.
No. Jackie rang earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she picked a bad time. The shop was full of customers.
Yeah, it's always the way, isn't it?
Only she said it was quite urgent, so I asked her to ring back after we've closed.
Urgent? Did you give any clues?
She said it was a bit complicated.
Right, well, let's look on the bright side, eh? Maybe Taylor has decided to do the decent thing and plead guilty.
There we are, darling. You sit on Mummy's lap with your teddy and Mum will give you a cuddle.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, George? Being back here with Mummy.
He's very quiet.
He's really tired. Oh, look. He's dropping off already.
Good. Then you can tell me what's been going on.
Nothing's been going on.
No. You cancel this holiday, you bring George back. He's obviously upset about something.
You don't need to worry about George. Not anymore. He'll be quite safe now.
Safe? What do you mean, safe?
Nick and I are split up. That's why we didn't go on holiday.
You are?
You were right. Ed was right. Saw it with my own eyes. I couldn't believe it.
What? Will, you're really frightening me now.
She hit him. Nick hit George.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It's all my fault. But until I saw it...
So what have you done? Have you taken him to a doctor? Have you rung the police?
Oh, there's no need for that.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Just tell me what happened.
We were all ready to go. Everything packed. The children were in the hall. I'd just gone to fetch the car around, but I'd forgotten the keys. And when I went back, Nick was smacking George.
Smacking him? Where?
On his leg.
You sure it wasn't his head?
No, it was a mark.
What, just one?
Yeah. One's enough, isn't it?
Of course, but... Well, the way you were talking, I was imagining... So why did she do it?
She said he'd push Mia over, and she'd hit her head.
I'm sure he didn't mean to.
Well, of course he didn't. He's just a baby. He doesn't realise how strong he is.
Of course not. So... Had Mia at her head?
Yeah, she had quite a lump. But it was an accident. You don't hit children for things they didn't mean to do. You don't hit them at all.
No, you don't.
I just can't take it in. Nick's always been so gentle. I thought she loved George.
Oh, no, you did.
I'd never have left George alone with her if I thought...
I know. Look, don't blame yourself.
But I do. I should have listened to you. And Ed.
I didn't want to be right, Will.
But you were.
I know how happy you've been with Nick.
That doesn't matter. I just want to get things back to normal now. For George's sake.
Yeah.
That's why I brought him back to Ambridge View.
Well, I'm sure that was the right thing to do.
He'll forget, won't he, Emma?
Yeah, I expect so.
So... Will it be all right? Can I still see him at the weekend as usual?
Well, of course you can.
Oh, thank you.
Did you really think I might stop you seeing him?
Well, I wouldn't have blamed you.
Well, you love George and he loves you.
Oh, I don't deserve him.
Well, don't be silly.
I'm his dad. I should have protected him.
But you have, and you are.
It'll never happen again, Emma. Never.
I know. This must have been a big shock for you, Will. Well, if you want to talk about it...
No, that's kind of you, Emma, but I really don't.
Mm.
Oh, this is nice. A glass of wine, a bag of crisps, and thou. Omar Khayyam was right.
I think you may have misquoted him slightly.
Well, this is all that matters. You and me, here together.
I'm glad you still think so. It's been a tough couple of days.
Yeah. I think I was lulled into a false sense of security. Amy was happy. Rachel was delighted.
It was nice while it lasted.
And your family too, of course. Oh, well.
Come on.
Mabel won't come to the wedding. No chance.
Not even for Amy?
No. I wish I could help Amy see why. But at the moment...
Well, she loves Mabel so much.
Yeah. You are such a comfort to me.
Well, I'm glad about that.
Mm. I don't know what I'd do without you. Mm. Oh, drat. We can't catch a break, can we?
Oh, I don't have to answer it. Not when I'm doing something much more interesting.
Kathy, what on earth is the matter? You're as white as a sheet. Come here, love, come here, sit down.
I've had a bit of a shock.
Why? What did Jackie say? Don't tell me they have put the trial back.
No, it's worse than that.
Well, what?
There's been a last-minute application from the defence to sever the indictments.
What? What does that mean?
They want two separate trials.
Two? What? I don't understand.
They want to try Claire's case first, and then mine separately. So I'd have to go through it all on my own.
Anything I can do?
Yeah, sit down and relax. You checked that message?
Yes.
Some importunate client, was it? It rang often enough.
No, it was Satya. She hates being fobbed off with the answer phone.
So what did she have to say?
She's coming to see me.
Oh, that's nice. When?
Tomorrow.
Well, well. She say why?
No, but I told you, she hates leaving messages.
She must have got your letter then.
Yeah.
And she can't wait to congratulate us in person.
Yes, well, we can hope, can't we?
The defence are arguing that the time gap between the two offences was so great, Taylor can't be judged as a serial offender.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, the time gap is part of the way he operates. You know, he doesn't just pounce, he befriends women, and that takes time.
I'm only telling you what Jackie said.
Yeah, sorry. I just can't take it in. You know, and how come the defence have only just noticed this supposed discrepancy? What, the week before the trial? Oh, come on. It's got to be a scam.
Well, Jackie did say the judge wouldn't be very impressed they'd left it so late.
Well, it has to go before a judge, does it?
Yeah, he hears the legal arguments for both sides.
When, for God's sake? How much longer are they going to leave you in suspense?
We should know by Friday.
Friday, right. Well, I suppose that's something. Oh, Kathy, love, this is the last thing you need. But doesn't sound like Jackie thinks the defence stands much of a chance, eh?
No, but...
And if the judge dismisses it, well, the trial still starts on Monday as planned.
Yeah, but suppose he doesn't.
Well, why wouldn't he?
The defence must think he might agree, or they wouldn't try.
No, no, they're desperate, clutching at straws. That's a good sign, in a way.
A good sign?
Yeah, they must think the prosecution has a pretty good case.
But my case is the weak one. Well, in fact, I haven't got a case. I took too long to tell anyone. There's no physical evidence. It's only because Claire's telling a similar story they're calling me at all.
Yeah, to prove Taylor is a serial offender. And the judge is going to see that. Honestly, you won't have to do this alone.
I can't. I can't. If there's a separate trial, they won't believe me. I know they won't.
No.
Well,
no,
I'm not going through this for nothing, Kenton. If the judge agrees to the separation, I'll have to pull out.
Auntie, welcome.
Usha. I hope you don't mind me letting myself in.
Of course not. I'm only sorry I couldn't have been here to greet you.
That's all right. This isn't a social call. I've had to cancel appointments to come at all.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, of course, but I don't understand. Why the urgency?
You're asking me why I've come?
Well, yes.
Because you've broken your mother's heart, that's why.
Oh, Usha, how could you?
Is that the lot?
Oh, I'd love to do. I don't feel like making nothing fancy for supper tonight.
Oh, not surprised. You must all be so upset.
What about Will and Nick?
Why? They're on holiday, having a lovely time.
You don't know. I'm sorry, Clary. I thought Will would have told you.
Told me what?
Him and Nick. They're split up.
I thought they were okay with it.
Okay? How could they be okay?
But they didn't say anything.
Of course they didn't. They were in shock. Your poor mother's hardly spoken since she got the news.
She's always quiet.
Your parents' hair has gone white while they waited for their grandchildren, and you pursued your precious career.
Oh, you wanted me to have a career, so did they.
Ah, oh, but not to the exclusion of everything else.
I thought you were proud of me.
We were. It was a long journey for your parents. But what do? Throw it back in their faces, you disrespectful child.
Disrespect? How? What am I doing wrong? All I want is to marry a good, good man.
Oh.
I thought you'd be happy for me.
Happy?
Well, then I was doing the right thing at last. When I moved in with Richard, I know that hurt the family. You supported me.
That was different.
How?
Shiv had lived with a partner. Why shouldn't you?
That was an extraordinary thing for you to think.
I am an extraordinary woman.
You are, so I don't know why you're reacting like this. I thought you'd understand.
The thing with the doctor, I knew it wouldn't last. This is serious. This is marriage.
Well, that's why I thought you'd all be happy to see me settled at last.
Settled? Oh, my poor child. Are you deluded, huh? Well, I suppose you are. You're in love.
Yes.
Settled where?
With Alan.
Marriage isn't just about two people. It's a joining of families. If you marry this man, you will cut yourself off from your family and your community.
But why? It doesn't have to be like that.
Oh, Usha, so clever and so naive.
Look, marrying Alan isn't going to stop me being a Hindu. You know how sympathetic Alan is to my spiritual beliefs.
Why wouldn't he be? There are many paths to the ultimate enlightenment.
Well, then.
But you're not on that path. You're blinded by your own desires. You can't see the truth.
What truth?
You've had so much freedom in your life to do what you wanted, to put yourself first. But who is that self?
I don't understand, Auntie.
You're not just the sum of your own needs and your desires. You and your life are inextricably linked to your family and your community. If you marry Alan, you'll tear those links apart.
I don't see why.
If you marry this man, you won't just break our hearts, you'll break your own.
Auntie, please.
You can't cut yourself off like this, Usha. This marriage mustn't happen.
I just can't believe it.
Oh, no. It was a shock to me, too. I seem very happy.
William must be so upset.
Emma said he was in quite a state.
Why didn't he tell me?
Oh, he's in shock. Can't take it in. He only told Emma because of George.
Yeah, but I'm his mother.
Oh, you always had your doubts about Nick, though, didn't you? Be hard for him to admit you were right.
Well, I thought she had an eye to the main chance. Roof over her head, good income coming in. I didn't expect nothing like this. Hitting George? How could she?
I didn't tell you then.
Eh? Tell me what?
He was worried.
What, that Nick were being cruel to George? What? Why didn't he tell someone?
Well, he told Emma.
Hang on. Why didn't she do something about it?
Well, she did. She spoke to Will.
He knew?
Well, he didn't believe Ed. To be honest, neither did I.
Why would he lie?
Well, I'm not saying he was lying, but when Emma told me what they'd seen, well, to be honest, it didn't add up to that much.
What should they seen?
Well, Nick being short with George sometimes.
Short? What, hitting him?
No. Just being a bit sharp and, oh, well, once she'd made him stay in his room.
Eh?
I thought Ed might have
misunderstood what he saw.
Well?
Oh, let's be honest, Clary. He still dotes on that child, doesn't he?
There's nothing wrong with that. He is his uncle.
I'm not saying there is. But it might make him a bit jealous of Nick. She can spend time with George when he can't.
He wouldn't make things up.
No, no, no. I know that. But he hasn't got children, has he? And you have to admit, George can be a bit of a handful.
There's no excuse for hitting him.
No, of course not. But I've had to put him in his room to calm him down a couple of times. I mean, maybe that would have shocked Ed.
Well, I'm still surprised Emma didn't do something.
I told you, she took it up with Will. But he was so sure it couldn't be true, he trusted me completely.
Yeah, I know.
He was devastated by what he saw.
He must have been, to throw her out.
Oh, no, he didn't. She left.
Oh. Oh, I see. Well, where's she gone?
Oh, I don't know. Back to her mum's, I suppose.
Oh, Sir William's all on his own. Well, I must go round.
No, then. No, Clary, wait. I really don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, but he must be so alone. He needs me.
Now, Emma tried to get him to talk, but he wouldn't. I really don't think you...
Sorry, but I'm not surprised he don't want to talk to Emma.
She said he didn't want to talk to anyone.
Maybe he wouldn't open up to me because of what I said at the beginning.
Well, that's what I told you.
But Eddie always liked her. I could send Eddie round.
No, honestly, Clary, from what Emma told me, he'd have a wasted journey. Will's just shut down. You know how he can be.
We must do something to help. I can't bear to think how hurt he must be.
Look, you usually see him at the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, he brings Georgie round for his tea Sundays if he's got him.
Oh, yeah, he has, Emma told me. And I'm sure he'll want to bring George over and get him back in his usual routine.
Yeah. Poor Georgie.
Well, maybe Eddie could talk to him then. It'll seem more natural.
Here we are. One spritzer.
Oh, thanks, love.
And Sid says to give him a shout when we're ready to order.
Okay.
Jamie's at Daniel's, so we don't have to worry about him. You deserve a little treat.
You're being very good to me.
Oh, don't be silly, you deserve it.
But I know what you're trying to do.
Oh, yes? And is it working?
Oh, Kenton, I'm trying. But I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, I know.
If the judge does agree to two separate trials...
Yeah, well, we'll know tomorrow. No point in speculating, it may never happen.
Yeah, but if it does, I have to be ready.
Why? I'm sure they'd give you time.
But I don't need time. I couldn't do it.
Look... It's all hypothetical.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, of course you could.
No, not that. Oh, look, there's Elizabeth.
But you don't really mean that.
I do. Oh, and Nigel.
You couldn't give up, love. Not now. After
Elizabeth,
everything that you've been
over
through,
here.
Kathy.
Hi, Elizabeth. Good to see you.
Good of you to say so, seeing we've only been apart for, well, I don't know, 2 hours. Evening, Kenton.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you about how Nigel got on with Matt Crawford.
Oh, I see.
Nigel wants Matt to sponsor his team chase course.
Well, I'm surprised Matt even knows what a team chase is.
Yeah, he didn't till this afternoon.
Oh. So, what happened?
Well, Nigel seems to have sold him the idea.
Oh, good for him.
Matt's a racing man, so there is that connection.
It's exciting, isn't it, Kenton?
Yeah, I suppose.
We've come down to meet Sheila, actually.
Oh, right.
Discuss dates and designs. Come and join us if you're interested.
We were kind of in the middle of something.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise.
Nothing important. We were planning to eat soon, though.
Oh, well, that's all right. I can fill you in tomorrow.
I must go and congratulate Nigel. Getting money out of Matt Crawford. Hey, that's really something.
He'll be flattered you think so. I didn't realise Kathy was so interested in our teen chase project.
Well, she isn't.
Oh. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound... she's trying to take her mind off something else.
The trial? Is that what you were talking about?
Yes, but I think the conversation was over.
Kenton, can I do anything?
Well, you could try reforming the legal system, but I think that's a bit much even for you.
Something happened?
Oh, yes. I don't think I can take much more of this.
There's a terrible strain, you know, for both of you.
Well, it's like they're having a laugh. How much more are they going to put her through?
What's the problem?
The defence have put in a last-minute application to try the rape separately.
You mean there'd be two trials?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, I'm praying that it won't happen.
Yeah, so when will you know?
Tomorrow.
Well, I suppose that's something.
No, you don't understand. If it does, well, Kathy says she couldn't go through with it.
Oh, cancer.
Yeah, I know, and it was touch and go whether I was going to get her into court on Monday as it was. I thought I might just about manage it.
Well, then you have to hope the application will be turned down.
Yeah, but the damage is done. It's brought all her doubts to the surface again, you know, all the weaknesses in her case.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
And she's been so gutsy, you know, really gutsy. And what's her reward? The system kicks her in the teeth.
You don't really think she'd pull out, do you?
Well, I know she'd hate herself if she did, and we'd have to go through all that again.
You have to hope that justice will prevail.
Justice? We should have seen to that ourselves. God, I tell you, if I had been here,
You might not have been able to stop him. I mean, he was so obsessed.
Yeah, but I could have done something about it afterwards. At least Sid got one good punch in.
Kenton.
Well, if I had been here, you know, then I could have sorted something out.
Well, no, you can't think like that.
Yes, no, I can.
Revenge doesn't help.
Yeah, well, I'd settle for it.
No, yeah. Look, Taylor needs to be exposed. Everyone must see what he's done and how he's punished for it.
Yeah, and suppose he isn't? Suppose all Kathy has been through, all that we have been through, suppose all that's for nothing. How are we going to live with that?
Ruth, just had Oliver on the phone.
Oh, yeah? What did he want?
What on earth are you doing?
Taking these curtains down.
Why?
They need washing. I thought I'd do a bit of spring cleaning.
April Fool's Day, it was Tuesday.
Yeah, very funny.
Look, you were supposed to stay in the house to rest.
How can I rest?
Not leap up step ladders and lug heavy curtains about.
Look, there's dust. Are you seriously telling me they don't need washing?
No, I'm seriously telling you, I'll do it.
You? You haven't got time. You've got the farm to run single-handed.
Oh, I've got time to finish taking them down for you. And I'm not running the farm single-handed.
I've nearly finished now, anyway.
Well, all the more reason. Look, I'll get the rest of them, I'll put them in the car, and then you can run them into the dry cleaners.
Oh, all right. I wasn't entirely sure how to wash them, to be honest.
Well, come on then, get down.
Right.
Come on.
So, how are things with Oliver?
Oh, well, there's good news and bad news.
I'll start with the good. Poor Oliver, he's having a tough time.
Yeah, but the environmental health people have decided his existing cheese stock's okay. No significant risk, apparently.
Oh, that's great. So he can go on selling it?
Yeah. And he's going to use our milk for the new batch, as we suggested.
Good.
So he's bringing 3 empty churns over this afternoon.
I suppose Helen wants to get on with it.
Yeah, she does.
So, what's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is that a couple of health shops have cancelled their orders.
Oh.
Only for the time being.
But that's just daft.
Yep.
If there was any risk, environmental health wouldn't let him sell it.
Well, Helen told them that, but they'd still rather wait.
This is what happens when you get a scare story doing the rounds.
I know.
I suppose that's why she's keen to go ahead and get back into production.
Yeah. Oliver says it's the optimism of youth.
Oh, dear.
He, on the other hand, is getting far too old for this kind of stress.
Poor Oliver. I'll have to make a fuss of him when he comes over.
Well, I think you could do with it.
Maybe I'll make a cake.
Are you quite sure that you haven't fallen off this stepladder and hit your head or something?
I'll smother you with those curtains if you're not careful.
Missed your chance. We're finished now. Right, I'll just take them out to the car.
I can do that.
No, you can't.
But you've got the potato planting to see to.
Yes, and I'd like to get on with it. So, can I trust you to behave yourself?
All right, I promise. Anyway, Usha's coming round for coffee. And she sounded in quite a state.
Oh, dear.
And then, when she's gone, well, I have to start making Oliver's cake, won't I?
Sorry, I shan't be a minute. I'm just doing some photocopying for the next group of children.
Oh, that's fine, you carry on. Glad I've seen you, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I wondered if you'd heard anything yet from the judge.
Oh, Kenton told you?
Yes, I hope you don't mind.
No, no.
He was quite distressed.
Yeah.
He must have been to tell me.
Oh, that's all water under the bridge. It doesn't matter. None of it may matter.
Oh, Kathy.
Well, I suppose he told you I'm not going to do it if they want a separate trial.
I understand why you'd feel like that, but...
I know I'd be letting him down.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't see it like
that. But it's me taking the stand, having to go through it all again. And for what? They won't believe me.
I shouldn't have said anything. I'm sorry.
You were worried about Kenton.
Oh, it's silly to speculate. Now, hopefully the judge will turn the application down.
Yeah.
Have you got any idea when you'll know?
They're in court this morning, as we speak.
Oh, I see.
Jackie, my liaison officer, she said she'd let me know as soon as there was any news.
Well, that's good.
So, really, I just want to keep occupied.
Of course.
I don't want to think about it anymore. I'm so sick of thinking about it.
Yeah, you must be. So, which children are coming this morning?
It's a class from Loxley Barrett.
Well, they shouldn't be any trouble then.
No. Hayley's built up a really good relationship with that school.
Yeah, she has.
Is there any more news? Do they know when Abby might be coming home?
Not yet. But she's breastfeeding now, had you heard?
No, I hadn't. Well, that sounds like a good sign.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be such a relief for everyone when she can...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah. Oh.
What's happened? Is it from Jackie?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Application denied. We'll phone with details ASAP.
Oh, that's great. I'm so pleased for you.
Yeah.
I suppose she's in court and can't ring.
I suppose.
But you've got the important news. The judge said no.
Yeah, I thought he'd say yes.
And you can stop worrying.
Well, he'd say yes, and then it would all be over. I wouldn't have to go through with it.
But it's all right now.
No, I just can't do it.
What?
I've been going round and round in my head with it, imagining what it would be like.
Well, of course, but...
But then I thought, well, no one can expect me to do it, can they? Not if I have to face it alone. I mean, I can choose not to.
But you won't be alone. I mean, you'll be with Claire.
No, it's too late. I can't take any more.
Kathy...
I'll pull out. When she rings, I'll tell her.
You don't mean that. You're shocked. Of course you are. But take a little time to think.
No, I don't want to think any more. I just want rid of it. I've got to go. The children will be here.
Kathy, wait. Please.
I was up most of the night arguing with Satya.
Oh, dear.
And she's got her teeth into something. She just won't let go.
And it's you she got her teeth into.
Yeah.
I take it she hadn't come to congratulate you, then?
No, she'd come to tell me I was breaking my parents' heart, cutting myself off from my family and my community.
Oh,
and if I did this, I would be a broken woman myself.
You said your parents were okay about it.
Oh, too shell-shocked to protest, according to Satya.
I can't believe she's reacting like this. I mean, I know she's always had a pretty firm conviction that she knew what was best for you.
Yeah.
But I always felt she was... basically on your side.
Oh, not this time. She took herself off at first light.
Maybe that was no bad thing. Maybe when she's cooled down a bit, she'll...
I don't think that's going to happen. She said she didn't want to hear from me again unless I was going to tell her that the engagement was off.
I'm sure she didn't mean that.
I think she did.
She can be very dramatic.
We'd had the drama all night long. Tears, pleas, emotional blackmail. But not this morning. She was very calm. Satya has spoken. I am now officially an outcast.
What are you going to do?
Marry Alan.
Good for you.
If he'll still have me.
What are you talking about? He's crazy about you.
Well, he was before all this started. First it was Mabel.
Is she still here?
No, and she was supposed to be staying for the weekend.
Isn't she speaking to you either?
Worse than that, she's praying for me to convert.
You shouldn't laugh.
No, it isn't funny. Hurting all these people we love.
They're hurting you.
I'm just so scared. Alan will think it isn't worth it.
Of course he won't.
I don't know. He's a better person than me. He might think we're just being selfish.
Making each other happy.
Causing so much pain. He might agree with Satya.
I doubt it.
He might think we ought to sacrifice our happiness for the greater good.
Kathy?
Oh, hi.
The children haven't come yet, then?
They'll be here soon. So if you've come to try and talk me around...
No, I haven't.
I don't want to talk about
it. I know, but there's something I need to say.
Elizabeth...
Please, Give me 2 minutes.
Well,
it's important. You said no one would believe you, but they will.
Why?
Because you're telling the truth. We've always believed you.
But that's different.
No! Look, they're calling me for the defence. I don't want to go.
No, well...
No, but I will, so I can tell the truth and be believed, and justice will be done.
I wish I could be sure of that.
Well, you can be sure of one thing. If you don't go, it can't be. The truth will never be told.
But we...
Taylor might well get off. You can decide you don't want justice for yourself.
No, it's not like that.
Have you truly decided you don't want justice for Claire? You fought for her, and she's the reason you came forward in the first place. You didn't have to. If you'd wanted to let this go, you could have done that months ago.
But I didn't know what it would be like.
Yes, and it's been terrible, and next week will be worse. No one would blame you for thinking you couldn't do it.
No.
But I think you might blame yourself. You've come this far for Claire, someone you've never met, because you knew you could help. Have you really changed your mind about that?
So that's the situation.
Oh, sure. I wish I could have been there with you.
I don't think that would have helped.
No, but I just feel so useless.
Oh, don't be silly.
I want to look after you, make you happy.
You do. Oh.
Cut you off from your family and your community.
It's their loss.
Oh, Usha, you're not going to persuade me that you don't care.
Okay, I care. I wish they felt otherwise. I hope they'll come round.
But if they don't...
Nothing is going to stop me marrying you.
Oh, sweetheart.
If you still want to.
And why would I have changed my mind?
You've got just as big a problem with Mabel. Worse, in fact.
Why worse?
I've only got myself to think about, but... You've got Amy to consider.
Well, you know what Amy wants. She'd be devastated if we call the wedding off. Besides, she's picked an outfit.
Oh, I'm serious, Alan. If you think this is all too much, that we're going to hurt too many of the people we love... If you want to call it off...
I most certainly do not.
Really?
Really. The people we love will just have to lump it.
Oh, Alan.
We are getting married, and no one is going to stop us.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute, Emma. Just need to make a phone call.
Oh, come on, Kathy, please. Answer...
Kenton?
I'm sorry, I know you said you'd ring, but I just couldn't wait any longer.
Oh, that's all right, love. I didn't mean to leave you in suspense, but there was a lot to take in.
Well, why? What happened? What did he decide?
The judge turned down the application.
Oh, thank God for that. What a relief.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
Oh, I don't know, shaky.
Yeah, I bet. Look, why don't I come and fetch you? Emma can cover for me here.
No, it's all right.
Well, I'm sure Elizabeth wouldn't mind.
I'm better working, honestly.
Well, you are okay, though, yeah?
Just about. I nearly wasn't.
Oh, Kathy.
I was about 5 minutes away from picking up the phone and telling them I couldn't go through with it anyway.
Oh, I was afraid you'd feel like that. I mean, they've messed you about so much.
But it's all right. I didn't do it. I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I am now. I'll be there on Monday.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.